The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
When you talk about processed foods and what that does to the body.
Coming up on Life Today, Michael and Susan Ellison reveal the keys to a healthy body that pleases God.
Well, you can't be well without spiritual wellness, and you can't be spiritually well without dedicating yourself as His temple.
Stay tuned to discover the supernatural connection between your physical, emotional, and spiritual health with your body, His temple.
For joining us on Life Today. I'm Betty, and this is James. And we're talking, James, today about our body being the temple of God.
Well, I think that there's an obvious health crisis worldwide. And here in the United States, it's gotten the attention, of course, of the national political leaders and everybody who's concerned about health. If anyone ought to be concerned about health, of course, really and truly, we ought to know God is. But the people who claim to believe in God and have faith, they should be concerned about whatever's on God's heart. They, as believers, people who say we believe in God, we believe truth, we care about people, we should care about everything that is of concern to others, and the health crisis is a very legitimate concern. In the church, many people take pride in the fact that we believe the Bible, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can heal. He can still work miracles. You better believe He can. So the church should believe in divine healing and the divine healer, the power of Almighty God. The church should appreciate the medical community, everyone who is helping us pursue health, because we long for health, and God, as any parent, would want children to be healthy, even though we can learn through difficult times and challenges. Never forget that. In the most difficult circumstances, we can learn. But may I ask you something, Betty, while we remind people as believers and people of faith, that God still heals. We believe in divine healing. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the church would publicly confess and confirm in our lives that we believe in divine health? Would divine health not address the health crisis? Betty, if people who have their emotions jammed because of anger or bitterness or resentment or unforgiveness, there's no one in the medical community that won't admit that stress adds to our health problems. It contributes to them. That bitterness and unforgiveness does, that anger and rage does, all the anxiety, fear, all these things contribute. So shouldn't the church be a leader in dealing with the health crisis?
I think we should, James. You know, but as Christians, we love to fellowship, and with fellowship comes food, you know. But I think as concerned, as you said, as concerned as we are about the spiritual life of one another, and we do our best to present and to teach God's Word as He puts it on our hearts, you know, and we want to live by His Word, I think we should be as determined that and to realize that He gave us, He created us, He gave us these bodies, and we should take care of them as best we can. And I believe that that sets an example to people that don't know Him, that don't have the principles in their life that we're so trying to present to them, that that's a part of it. And we kind of let that go by the wayside because we like to eat.
You touched a nerve. I was controlled by sweets and addictive compulsive eating. I could medicate on food. You know, I've got a heavy heart. I got a big load. I've got a busy schedule. Eat. I can chip out faster than anybody, you know. Let me tell you something. We got an obesity problem. And I really, you know, you almost said that as though you were walking with a little bit of concern that I might step on someone. We have an obesity problem. Did you just hear what I said? And the obesity problems in the church. Now, whoa, don't hit the channel. I'm speaking with love to you. Because I understand that food can be bigger than us. It is, it's an overcomer of our own well-being. And listen to me. God wants to bring us under control. We have prepared, with the help of real experts, in my opinion, a series called Your Body, His Temple, where we can learn how to take care of our body. The individual that impacted Betty and me the most, and actually a couple, to understand this, and because of their own challenges with the health challenges, but also practices that Michael Ellison, founder of Trivita, a nutrition company, but really primarily a company committed to helping people understand our body is God's temple. And they're on a wellness journey and want to help others be on a wellness journey. That's been his goal. They inspired us as a couple. Michael inspired us to really see this because he is about to waste his body by not taking care of it. And he was really being destroyed. He did exercise, but stress and emotional problems and bad choices. And his wife was impacted with cancer and a battle. And I mean, it was a fierce battle. She had to make choices. I want you to welcome Michael Ellison and Susan Ellison, our best friends, to Life Today. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You shared with us earlier in another program about your journey. Michael, you have contributed to a series, Your Body, His Temple, which you know all the material.
Yes,
and feel free to comment
material.
On it. But you've contributed your wellness journey and what God has done for you to see your body, his temple. And you shared earlier with us that you wanted to talk about the purpose of God and what is our life purpose. So if we want to be well, we want to be healthy, why are we interested in it or why should we be?
Well, for one thing, I believe that we have to come back to the question, why do we want to be well? Because if wellness is simply the escape of pain or a disease symptom or condition, then once that condition or symptom is treated, we continue in the same behaviors that allowed perhaps that to come into our life and into our body, or it could be also a emotional illness that could be happening to us. But when I think of the scripture, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I think probably that is as relevant today as it was when that scripture was written. We simply are ignorant of many of the things that are creating our illnesses today or lack of wellness. When you talk about processed foods and what that does to the body, the pesticides and the way that our foods are raised, when we get into all the different ways in which we create productivity on our farms today, we find that we do not have the nutrients in the food today like we did before. But there's something else that goes on in the body. The body has a natural inclination in the way that it's designed. In other words, when God designed us, he didn't design us with flaws. I believe God designed the body so that it was intended to be well. Mm-hmm. But when a pesticide or anything toxic enters into the body has to inflame. When the body is in a chronic state of inflammation over a period of time, the cells begin to weaken, and you have the perfect opportunity for disease to set in. Medical experts could go in and talk about obesity and the fact of what obesity does to weaken cell and allow more opportunity for pollutants to reside within the body, again, inducing inflammation. So we live in a world in which it's not a perfect world, which puts more responsibility on us as people who know God, who value our relationship with God, so that we would bring our bodies in a commitment to him, to dedicate them as he says in 1 Corinthians 6, your body is his temple. One other point that I'd like to make related to that, it seems strange to me that it's easier to dedicate something than it is to dedicate ourselves. We dedicate our children, right, in a dedication service. Here, God is my child, my baby. We dedicate churches. We dedicate places in the church as being sacred. And yet, when it comes down to it, James and Betty, I believe that God reveals to us in the New Testament through Paul that the most sacred thing on earth is our body, is his temple. That's where he wants to reside. That's where he wants to manifest himself from. And I believe that wellness really is so that you can have the vitality, that you can have the energy to fulfill God's purpose in your life. That's physical. When I had no wellness, I had no physical vitality and energy to be able to do the purpose of God for my life. But it goes beyond that, and that's why the 10 essentials that, you know, as we sought out that, they're simple, but they're profound. Emotionally, when you're not emotionally well, you're not able to sustain long-term, okay, good, healthy practices and to be able to fulfill God's purpose. It's why we talk about, you know, forgiveness, getting rid of the old baggage, living with forgiveness. You know, it's having love being a dominant emotion, and it's having gratitude on a daily basis that to live with gratitude is one of the most wonderful things that we can do to contribute to, you know, to our lives. So when we talk about the 10 essentials, we believe it's so that you can have physical vitality and energy to do the purposes of God, that you can have dominant positive emotions so that you can do the purposes of God, and spiritually you're connected to it. You live like that, you're living with wellness. And it's something that when we started Trivita, they told us, well, you can't talk about spiritual wellness and connect that into a physical connect. Well, you can't be well without spiritual wellness, and you can't be spiritually well without dedicating yourself as His temple, because that's what He says in the New Testament.
He lives in us. Mm-hmm. He lives in us to live through us. By the way, Michael shares his journey, my journey to wellness, and the 10 essentials really for healthy living, and this 10 essentials for life. It's fabulous. It is a part of your body, His temple, which will tell you more about how you can get all of it. It's basically a spiritual life library. And with all of our heart, we want you to have it because we want you to be well. You know, Michael, we have things that broadside us. I got hit with staph infection when I had a hip replacement. I didn't do a thing to cause that. Oftentimes, you get that infection in a hospital, and it's quite a frightening thing and very deadly. But what happened, and this is the thing I think you need to hear, and I have shared it before, but you need to understand it in connection with this. When they began to fight this infection, they had uncovered a problem. I had developed type 2 diabetes, and I developed it by the way I ate. It wasn't really a genetic thing at all. I dug, quote, my way into diabetes with an appetite out of control. With Betty, you actually trying to help me not to sugar out. You know, you're a sugar addict. I mean, you're hooked. And I'm not scolding. I'm telling you it's where I was. But I was contributing to my own demise because it made the battle more intense and more serious. I've watched people, Michael, by the way they eat, the way they don't practice good nutrition. You know what I learned? I can't access all of the perfect foods. I have learned, though, to eat that which is color, the green, the yellow, the red. I know how to pick it out. And I don't have to have all the processed foods. I can try to find the freshest foods. And I'm telling you, just even changing my carb intake, which turns to sugar, it's been miraculous what it's done for me. I mean, I only lost about 25, 30 pounds, but I feel better. I mean, I've got an energy level. I rest better. Everything you talk about in the 10 essentials, it happened to me. So it's exciting when you get it together. Now, I didn't get staph, you know, because I did something wrong. It just happened. You didn't get cancer, Susan, because you're doing something wrong any more than our daughter did. Our daughter had no habits, nothing to do with tobacco, no bad, no way she has throat cancer, period. But she did. It hit her like a hammer, and she loved God. But she attacked it in the right way. And boy, did she take on what you shared with us earlier in the week. I'm going to make choices. How important are those choices? And when you get broadsided and know this is His temple, what choices are important to people who may find themselves in a battle or may even be contributing to their own demise or disease? What do you say to them?
Well, I, you know, once again, I trust God for my wellness. But God expects me, I believe with all my heart, to do what I know is the right thing to do. For me, that includes things like exercising regularly, taking my supplements, and if you could see the pile of supplements, I have to divide them up in three different dishes a day to get them all down.
What you're trying to do is supplement what is missing. In other words, you're not saying, this is
diets,
my cure-all.
No.
I'm just going to do all I can to put
in
my body that which I may not get as easily as you should be able to get.
And like you, I eat as many colorful fruits and vegetables, you know, whether I feel like it or not. It's a choice.
I've learned to love them.
Yes.
So you make those choices every day.
I make those choices 99 days out of 100.
But you know, that's why I almost felt like you can't separate the spiritual from the health. taking care of yourself. I believe they mesh so much together because I know that when I, like you, when I work out, when I try to eat what I know is correct to eat, to feed my body and to give it the energy that it needs, there's something spiritually that happens to me inside. There's a confidence, there's a sureness, there's a clarity of heart and mind, and I feel like I'm ready to go and to hear God clearly and to walk wherever He wants me to go. So I don't think that we can separate the two and be all that God wants us to be.
You know, I've listened to you say, and by the way, thank you for being as kind as many of you are. We drop a note and just say, boy, Betty sure is youthful, and how in the world did she stay so young? Just hanging around me. That'll do it.
That's
just
right.
Me. Listen, she really believed that her body was God's temple, and she wants to take care of it. She's been an incredible example. It took me a little while to catch it all. It took Michael and Susan and you and some of you. You know what? Some of you would pray, I hope James will take care of himself. And some people would see me maybe where I'm being excessive in the wrong way, and they'd pray for me. That's why when I talk to you about your body being His temple, I'm not being critical if you have bad habits. Mm-mm. I love you. You're too valuable to your family and to people who love you and the people that you want to love and be around and enjoy. Listen, your choices are important, but God's got a purpose through you, and we care about you. So give us an opportunity to instruct you in righteousness, to let these incredibly gifted teachers and communicators show you how we can be fit, how we can diet appropriately without being a foolish fanatic and then making everybody else feel bad. We're all in a battle. Let's work together to really and truly present to Him His body. You are not your own. God like shouted that in my heart the other day. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You're not your own. This body is the temple of God. Please give us an opportunity to help you understand what that means. Make the right choices. You know, Michael, Bruce Jacobson, our executive producer, He said to me one time, I said, how do you keep saying no to eating? Because he lost like 50 pounds or more and stayed trim. I said, how do you? He said, it's not what I'm saying no to. It's what I'm saying yes to. And I feel like that's what you caught in your spirit and what you're trying to help people understand and all that you communicate with them.
Absolutely. I say you can't discipline yourself every day to do the right thing. What you do is choose positive influences into your life. And when you choose, you make choices. Mm-hmm. When you make those choices, then you're feeding the positive side of your wellness journey. For me, when I took those 10 essentials and I found them one by one, okay, and sleep was my big problem. I did not enjoy sleeping. I thought sleep was a waste of time. What? They said 8 hours a day you're supposed to sleep. That's one-third of my entire life in bed. Can you imagine spending one-third of your life in bed? So that was hard for me to come to that point. But when I found that, I began to make choices, and today I'm a fairly good sleeper because I realized it was health. But, you know, Dr. Leaf in there, she talks a lot about the emotional side, the thought side. And I don't want to leave this program without at least mentioning that. For us who have a relationship with God and that we pursue God, our thoughts are so important. I mean, even related to our physical, so many health issues are related to a chemical imbalance that happens because we think negative thoughts. You know, you can really reduce it down to two ways in which you think, a fear thought or a faith thought. A faith thought is one that has love in it. It has expectation. It's full of hope. When it's a fear thought, it has anxiety. It has worry. It's a fear of loss. It's all those things. So if you want to reduce your thoughts down, just look at them. Am I full of faith or am I full of fear? Well, if you're worried about things, then that's producing a negative chemical. What you need to do is look for faith thoughts, hope thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, like forgiveness. Forgiveness is a great way to start every day. I forgive everyone for everything that has ever been done that may be negative to me. And God, today, I forgive them, including myself. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, thoughts are powerful for our lives.
Let me tell you, that thought process, that practice of making the right choices, could begin. You said, okay, I'm going to let you put in my hand what I believe can go straight to my heart and into my life. I've asked people that I believe are gifted to teach and communicate in various areas of importance. And you can get all of the 8 teaching series, everything in 8 sessions, on either CD or DVD. And along with that, we're going to send you books that I believe will be tremendous. Michael mentioned one of them. I got a whole stack of them. It's like a big library. But who switched off my brain? This
great
talks
book.
About how things get stuck in your mind. It becomes like an abscess that you can actually see in graphic pictures of the brain. And it's a root of evil and destruction. And God can literally cure that by our thoughts being rechanneled. This is a spiritual process, but you can retrain. Just learn what's happening. Let Dr. Leaf help you with that. 50, fabulous at 50. Now, you know, Betty and I, we're running towards 70. We're running towards 70. She says, why do you always tell people how old you are? And then you're quick to say, well, she's right behind me, just a month behind me. How you like that? You like the way I just bring you right into it? But you see, listen to me. Listen, we are more full of joy, more life, I mean, more excited. This isn't like we're going to look good for TV right now. Hey, if you hung around us, you'd say, these are crazy people. They're so happy. Well, we really are, because we're full of life. We're full of the life of God, and we're still learning. Did I not just confess to you that I had to go through a learning process? I'm pretty tough to teach, but I really appreciate it when somebody loves me enough to tell me. Well, we've gone to the trouble to put together, we believe, a package of instruction and inspiration, your body, his temple, that'll help you understand the importance of that truth, because it is true. And Marty Copeland, her top 10 diet and fitness strategies. I'm telling you, it'll be a blessing to you. So if you'll simply dial the number, take your bank card. We're asking you for $59 if you want all the material, Michael Ellison's story, too, of his journey to wellness, and what he and Susan basically have been through, even as a couple, to see where God took them in their journey. We'll send this to those of you with the audio and all the material. If you'd like to have the DVD, the video series, we're asking you for a gift of $99. Betty, I'm praying all of our viewers, this is wonderful because it's a tax-deductible gift. Help us take care of 15,000 children in Central America that we found that the mission and relief workers said, these kids are desperate. Would you help us? And I said, our viewers will want to help. It's a great way to finish year, begin a new year. Thank God. Our gifts are tax deductible. I pray that never changes because I think people know better where to invest their resources oftentimes than the powers that be in high places. We want to help people. We know it works. So tack on an extra gift to help us with that, would you? Thank you so much for doing it.
In this fast-paced world, it's often difficult to balance what the Bible says about health and wholeness with the latest scientific discoveries. Introducing Your Body, His Temple, a powerful new series that will put you on the road to physical health and emotional wholeness. Through 8 life-changing messages, our guests Caroline Leaf, Janet McCarro, and Marty Copeland team up to help you achieve God's best for your life. Their professional insight and passion for wellness will elevate you from a frustrating lifestyle of stress and dieting to a lifestyle of freedom in your body, your soul, and your spirit. Plus, when you call today, we'll send you 3 dynamic books. Dr. Caroline Leaf's Who Switched Off My Brain, Dr. Janet McCarro's Fabulous at 50, and certified personal trainer Marty Copeland's Top 10 Diet and Fitness Strategies.
I can't thank you enough. This is what I was telling everyone my whole life.
Thank you for explaining everything so well. The journey's not easy, but I've come so far I can't turn back now, even if I wanted to.
This is really remarkable. Thank you for bringing this to life.
With your gift of $59 or more, you'll receive Your Body, His Temple audio series and books, or request the video series and books with your gift of $99 or more. Call today and we'll send you a bonus DVD by Beth Moore, When Life Has You Paralyzed. As you move on your journey to health and emotional wholeness, you'll be helping 15,000 suffering children in Nicaragua take a step toward better health. Please consider an additional gift of $20, $50, or $100 to help us provide emergency food supplies for 10, 25, or even 50 children for a month. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, and you may request the video series along with one of the Final View New Creation bronze sculptures. This is the last week. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, 75% of the people in this area are malnourished, and 25% of them are severely malnourished. And I think that she probably falls
she
into
is too.
A, she probably falls
I
into
was
that,
shocked you know. At her age.
Yeah.
Look into these faces, these precious little girls. Here we are in Central America. I was shocked to learn that this little girl right here, Yesenia, she's 9 years old. Couldn't believe it. I thought she was five when I walked up. Her little sisters, too. Look at that face. This girl right here is obviously so malnourished. She should be so much bigger than she is. It's such a problem across this country. But through your help, we could give these kids some good food. We could give them hope for their future this day through your giving. Please partner with us at Life Outreach International to continue to give children like this hope for their future.
Well, Betty and I want to say thanks for helping us touch the lives of children. Please, please do. As you ask for Your Body, His Temple, and all of the resource material that we brought together, because, Betty, I'm grateful that although people know there's a health crisis that no government can ever fix or repair, there's also an opportunity to do something about our health. There's a tremendous need to. That's why people want material. That's why we ask these gifted people to come together and really pool their energy and their inspirational instruction to help us and to help you. And that's why we want to make it available. But thank you for helping us help others. Michael Ellison's Journey to Wellness is also will be sent to you if you call today and ask for the help. Would you say with Betty and me, thanks to Michael Ellison, to Susan Ellison. Thank you so much, Michael, to his company, Trivita. He's doing his best to help people in Christian. Betty and I say thanks because it's made an impact on our lives and on our health. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Susan. God bless you. Thank you for watching Life Today and sharing Life Today with someone.
Tomorrow, Beth Moore provides hope when life has you paralyzed.
All forgiveness involves healing. Amen.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.